Welcome to Chapter 14 in Doing Ethics in Media, Theories and Practical Applications. We now come to the last of our five W's and H questions. How is your decision going to look? That's an incredibly important question for media workers, because the whole world is likely to see the results of our decisions. There's an old saying, doctors bury their mistakes, journalists print theirs. And that's just as true for others who work in media. Thinking about how your decision is going to look isn't a last-minute, cover-your-behind sort of exercise. No, it's something you should think about at every point in a decision-making process. In fact, you'll see that this chapter mentions 9 of the book's previous 13 chapters. It talks about our relationships, our social responsibilities, our moral development, our loyalties, our values, and about moral philosophy. We start with accountability, the notion that communicators are accountable to audiences and others. The public deserves to know why we made the decisions we made and the extent to which we were thinking about them, among other stakeholders, as we made our decisions. But the audience is just one stakeholder to whom we may be accountable. Others include ourselves, our bosses, our fellow workers, our family, the government, advertisers, others in our line of work, and to society in general. The higher your level of moral development, the more stakeholders you may feel deserve your accountability. Tied to the idea of accountability is the idea of transparency, the revealing of ourselves, our motives, and our decision-making process. We believe that your audience deserves to know who you are and your motives. You know what we're talking about if you've ever been upset after meeting someone who you didn't know at the start was trying to sell you something. And finally, we talk about the idea of credibility. We know that credibility is vital to mass communicators. If the audience doesn't believe you or your message, that audience isn't likely to consume your news, to believe your advertising, or to be entertained by you. But don't confuse credibility with being ethical. Credibility is what people think you are, not what you really are. Just because you're ethical doesn't mean people will necessarily believe you or like you. And people might make the mistake of believing and liking you even if you're not ethical. The reality is that audiences don't necessarily like or always believe mass communicators. No duh, huh? Studies show that audience trust is declining among journalists, advertisers, and public relations practitioners. Among the solutions are media accountability systems, which are the informal and formal ways that communicators can explain their decisions to the public. There are dozens of such systems inside the media organization, and outside, ranging from government intervention to media bloggers, and systems in which media organizations cooperate with outsiders. None of these systems is perfect, but combined, they provide a check on media power and hold decision makers accountable. The bottom line, when you think about how your decision is going to look long before you make that decision, you're more likely to reach a decision that can be ethically justified. If we're to do ethics in mass media the right way, then we should take responsibility for our actions.